Well, we like to say that things are hip in Hanover. We have a new retention and attractions campaign. It's called Hanover's Innovative People Program, and it has four pillars under it. One about our lifestyle, culture, entrepreneurship, and also apprenticeships. So each campaign we're having a lot of fun with, and it's really promoting development and attraction to Hanover.
April, Hanover's always been had attractions, but do you have more attractions than ever before?
Yeah, we like to promote our entertainment offerings. You know, we have a lively raceway for thoroughbred horse racing. We have the casino. We have McLean's Ales Brewery. We have one of the last remaining drive-ins. Vibrant downtown for shopping. Great restaurants. So we're really, really trying to emphasize all of those great offerings for a great quality of life. And it's really starting to show. We have a lot of job opportunities here as well. So we're starting to see a lot of development happening here.
April, from a housing standpoint, what are you seeing in terms of construction for the town of Hanover, or certainly over the last half decade?
Well, yeah, as I mentioned, you know, we continue to grow, and not only in the commercial sector, we're very fortunate to have a really strong commercial corridor, and the businesses that do move here tend to grow a lot quicker than they ever imagined they would, so that's always good. But now, you know, we all understand that housing, there is a bit of a housing crisis. We need to grow our attainable housing options and just more inventory. So we're happy to report that we have several multi-residential developments in the works, and that will contribute to adding 279 apartments to Hanover in the next couple of years. And that's in addition to the residential subdivision developments.
With this growth, what does it do to your demographics? Are you building, is it built for the current demographic, or is it looking long forward or long term?
Well, we do have an aging population, so, you know, and I think especially in rural Ontario, you know, we're always trying to retain our young people and also attract families. So we also are aware we're not unique in that regard, that we have a lot of jobs and we have a lot of employers seeking workers. So we've identified that we need to stay strong and attracting, you know, the families and that workforce.
April Marshall is our guest, the Economic Development Manager at the Town of Hanover. Geographically, you've always looked at yourself as a hub. You're an hour probably away from Owen Sound and maybe an hour and a bit from Kitchener, Guelph, that sort of thing. How beneficial has that geographic location been for Hanover and its growth?
Yeah, absolutely. We really tried to promote that fact. We call ourselves a hub for services surrounded by a rural landscape. So we're able to attract people. You know, Hanover does have a very small footprint as far as size goes. And, you know, that's another conversation that we want to grow that footprint because we have a lot of development happening here. We're that hub for services and that rural landscape. So we have about 8,000 people in that smaller geographic footprint. But again, the outlying areas, we see a lot of traffic. So tens of thousands of cars coming through our community on a daily basis. And we are able to track that we can attract about 40,000 people within a 30-kilometer radius and almost 90,000 in a 60-kilometer radius. So there's a lot of opportunity for Hanover being in the central location.
Sounds very, very exciting. And finally, April, before we let you go, what about the boundary? I was reading a piece about boundary adjustment or the potential of a boundary adjustment to maybe make Hanover wider, if that makes sense, with Brockton and West Gray as partners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're trying to encourage conversations with our neighboring municipalities. You know, like I mentioned, we're under 10 square kilometers. That's the footprint of Hanover. And we're just seeing, we're that urban settlement area in Southern Grey. So a lot of development is being attracted here. We're able to grow our services. So we're really looking to talk to our neighbors and see if we can help facilitate some of that growth, because the benefits the region as a whole.
Finally, April, what are you most excited about and from a real estate or commercial development in the town of Hanover going forward?
Well, we're really excited about the residential development we're seeing because, you know, we've identified that as a need, and a lot of communities are facing that as well. So it's just really great to see that we are able to attract that investment and help facilitate that. We have a community improvement program that's developed just for that, that we can offer a menu of incentives and grants to help spur those developments. So, and then we also continue to see that our commercial corridor growing. We have a new Popeyes restaurant that's going to be grown or it's being developed right now by the Shoppers Drug Mart. We have some new businesses in our downtown. We have a new pharmacy. We have a cement plant that's being that's going to set up shop here. So, yeah, like there's lots happening. So it's really exciting to be part of that and help facilitate it.
Well, April, thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.